Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Bet, and we finished with Bilam. So let's just go back over Bilam again. So ma vichima asa Bilam a rasha. What did he do? He is referred to as a rasha. Balak. He gave advice to Balak ben Zippor how to lapil his Yisrael b'charev, how to end up killing many from people from Israel. So Amar lo, he said to him, Alhashalom, the God of this people, sone znut, he hates znut. Ella, what you should do? Hemidu benotechem bezima, set up your daughters to entice these men. And you'd be able to have power over them. So Mishman, are they gonna, how are they gonna, people gonna listen to my people, listen to me to hand over their daughters for this project? Ikum offer your daughter first, and if you, they will follow your lead. How do it says Rosh, well, you've got to see the beginning of the pasuk. So Shema Isha Mukah Kozbi Batsur, right? She was. Who Tzur was Rosh Umot Beit Av LeMinyan. He was an important person. So you see, it was the daughters of important people that were leading the charge. So Ma'asu, the Gemara says, Banu Lahem Kilkelim. He set up tents. Mibeto Shimun ad Har HaShelek. So he set up these tents. Voshivo Sham Nashim, and they were selling Minei Kisnin. It's interesting. The Bavli says it was selling fine clothes, like a clothes from Pishtan. Yerushalmi says it was selling cakes, right? It was selling cakes. And that was enticing them. Different shots in terms of what was gonna happen, unfortunately, how to entice the Jews in the Midbar, unfortunately. But again, there are many, we'll see today, there's lots of little differences. I'm not gonna go through all the differences between Yerushalmi and Bavli, but that's just one I just brought to your attention. Anyway, Shiva Daskena, they set up a older woman that serviced the shop at the front, Mibachutz, and the Nara Bifnim. Why is Yisrael Chiv Shuti Maestro eating in the Midbar? You Achad Mehem Yotze Letayel Bashuk. One way out to the market, Lekach Lo Chefetz Mina Chenvani, and then he went to peruse the shops and bought something from the shopkeeper. Itaskin Mocher Lo Itachefetz Beshivyo. The lady, the seller, was selling, was trying to give him the market price for it. Vanar Merit, and the young girl from the back would call out. Give him a discount. Take a discount. Ken b'yom rishon, ken b'sheni, ken b'shishi, was a returning customer. And after a while, v'ayta omeret lo mikan v'heilech, from now on, ataka ben bayit. You're one of the ben bayits. You're a regular customer. You're one of the family now. He can b'cholacha. You create that familiarity. Now you can come choose yourself. V'kivan sh'nichnas sham, nichnas haya sham tzartzu male yain. It was a flagon, if you like. Oh, there was a, sorry, a thing of, one, a flagon, a bottle of wine. Mina yaina amoni, from Amon, that type of wine. If that's a good location, it was very sharp. It gave a strong fragrance, and it would be able, it would entice someone to znut if someone consumed it. At that stage, they had made the gzera preventing yain akum for a Jew. Enjoying drinking a glass of wine together. Vaita Omer, she said, Rotzon, hey, do you want a cup of drink? Kas yain. Vahu Omer, lohen, yeah, thank you. Vahi not neno, she gave her who shoter, and he drank it. Vakivan shu shoter, when she drank a yain bo erbo, it would burn inside him, could create, kresa shel chachina, like the venom of a snake, if you like. Chachina is a type of snake. Vahu Omer, lohen, he'd say to her, he'd be what's it called? Enticed in such a way, of be burning inside him, and he says, "Vashmieli, now succumb to me." V'hi omeret ratzonchah, you want me to be with you? V'omer lo hen, actually, miyadai tamot, says she take out tfus shel peor mitochachikah, she take out an idol of peor from her chest. V'haita omer lo hishtachaveh, bow to this, v'aninish malacha. The deal is, you bow to this, then I'll be with you. No way, I'm not going to bow to Avodah Zarah. No, I don't want you to bow to this Avodah Zarah. Just expose yourself in front of it, meaning relieve yourself in front of it. But that was the Avodah of Peor. Someone relieves himself, that's the Avodah. And if someone throws to another a stone towards this Avodah called Markulis, that would also be a that's its a way of avoda. Now the Korban Eda takes up the next few lines because it seems a little bit like a repetition. So see, it considers Biyatzor and sort of jump about. My Gemara is about 5 6 lines, and it says Vayita Omeret. I'm not sure if you see that. Vayita Omeret Hinazer Mitor Moshe. It says remove yourself from the Torah of Moshe. Va'ani Nishmat Lacha, and then I will be with you. How do you think it? It says Hema Bal Bal Peor V'Nazru Leboshet. V'Nazru is they separated, right? And they became lonesome in the love of it, right? So Achinasu until they became like shikutzim, like shekets, lashon shekets, lavim shebeshamayim. Amar Rav Elazar, ma masmer haze I efshar lifrosh min adelet b'lo etz kach I efshar lifrosh min hapor b'nafshot. So he said that I think this is what Bilam said, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that just as a stone, like masmer, is it's impossible to remove from a door without taking some wood with it, so too is it impossible to separate from peor without removing some nefashot. In other words, there'll be some fatalities as a result, casualties, I should say. Again, it says, Maisa besufta mu'ulam, shiskir goya, that a goya rented his services to transport him on a chamor to bow to Peor. Kimen shegila beito, once she got to beito Peor, Amra says, Hemtini, wait for me, Khan. Ad shach ikanes vishtachavela Peor, until I go and bow to Peor. Kimen shatsa, when she came, Amar la, he said, okay, mitev, this is the Jew thing. He says, Khan achi ikanes veese kamot shasir, until I do like you did. Maasa nichnas vasa tzokhav, he relieved himself, vikineachim, took the what he came out of his rear end, and smeared it bechotamosha Peor on this idol. He thought he was degrading it more. Unfortunately, the Yerukum and they thought, wow, this is gewaltic, they thought. No one's ever performed such worship in such a prestige, like such a level that we've seen before than this person. Interesting, he tried to degrade it. Section Sechat Musa talks about the fact that this type of Avodah Zarah tried to show that there's like no chukim, no laws, no nothing in the world, and that. And there's nothing of this world that's worthy of honor. So when he degraded it further, he ended up showing, like, magnifying what their message was. Okay. Now this story is kind of an interesting one. It says, Ma'aseh b'Menachem ish kufta, Ariach, that's his name, she'amegalgal b'chaviot, he was rolling barrels, uba'alav saros shel pe'or b'layla. And the simple understanding according to the Korban Eda is this komar, this priest of Pe'or came to him in the night. Ma'asawri take Natal Shapud, he took a Shapud is a skewer, Amadalav and fended this guy off. Says, Vabrach Nimno. Ba'alavalaila Sheni, and he said, and he, so the Komar came another night. It says, Amalom Amalom Menachem, it said to him, why are you cursing me? And was scared of him. Therefore, because I'll show you here. Here. Why are you degrading me? And that night he didn't have the shapud in his hand. He said, I'm not going to degrade you anymore. That's an interesting story. It's not really clear what the point of the story is here. So there's some pshats. It's actually maybe the Saro. Literally, sometimes we see Saro Shalism is a Malach came to him. But again, not exactly sure what that's about. Okay, let's continue. Masa b'shilton achad. There was one some governor of some sort. Shabal min datem came around v'sin shtachbo to come to bow to Peor. Amar lahem, he said to them, Heviuli, bring me a bull achad, ayil achad, a ram, a keves achad. So he came from overseas. He wanted to experience this Peor, shtachbo to Peor. And he bought. He thought, I worship Avodah Zarah like every other Avodah Zarah. I will bring animal sacrifices. Amalek says, no, you don't need any of that. Ina so cool, calls the Elul. Ina ta ela kamalekas. All you have to do is just megalatz mechalo. Just relieve yourself in front of it. Ma'asa, what did he do? He was horrified with that. Girabem sinagorim. He took his guards. They umakin otam and otan umefatzin emocham begizrin. These guards started beating up all these comrades and cracked their heads open with blocks of wood. Ve'omer laem, ay lachem. He says, you guys are meshuga, right? He was so just he was so bothered by that this could be a form of Avodah Zarah, he got his guards to crack their heads open. Okay, let's continue. Back to Bilam, however. V'icharaf Hashem b'Yisrael v'yomer Hashem el Moshe, kach et roshei ha'am, go get the leader, the roshei ha'am, who have v'hoka otam and hang them at otam neged Hashemesh. This is the civil fighting that occurred as a result of what's happening with Benot Midyan after Bilam's plan came to fruition. So Amar lo Hoshav, what does that mean? Hoshav et Roshei Dayanim, get Roshem Aleihen, v'yorgim b'chataim neged Hashemesh. Go get the Roshei Dayanim, the heads of the, you'll see the Roshem, the Shoftim, if you like, and they can, and they'll kill those people involved in this act. It says, v'yom Moshe al Shoftei Yisrael hargu ish en Hashav en Yitzim la'Baor. They have to kill the people that were attached to Baal Baor. Kama'im Shoftim Yisrael, how many Shoftim? The Sheva Ribor, That's 70,000. 8,000, so 78,000, 600. How do we get to that number? We've had this number once before. What Masechta was it? This Masechta, sorry. Sarei Alafim is, well, if the Sarei Alafim, the for a dime over thousands, and the 600,000, you get 600. Continue with the mass in the same manner. Sarei Ma'od gives you another 6,000, 60,000, sorry. Sarei Chamishim is 12,000. That's 12,000. And Sarei Asarot gives you another 60,000. Add it all up, you get 78,600. Amar lo, he said, each one mikdul tray. You're going to kill, be killing two. So in the end, it seems that was killed was 157,200 people. Now it says, how did we, now we've got that, we mentioned Pinchas a bit earlier, and we'll see it now. Ba Moshe. This we're referring to now the Nasi of Shimshon, and Shimon, I should say, and she, so he came before Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Maule, and it was brought before the eyes of Moshe. The pasuk says, Maule Shimon ki inish damar hagun enecha, like I'm sticking it to your eyes. That's like the expression. So what he brought before Moshe Rabbeinu is. Like it was sticking it to him. So what's that mean? Amalom in Tzipora Midianit, isn't your wife Tzipora a Midianite? Faint lafeas to cut on her hooves. Like siman is jia taurishi tameh. Meaning, if my Midianites asur, then what are you doing married to your Midianite? Right. That's what he was saying. But again, it was the Vrim Shel Hevel. Vrim Shel Hevel. The Korbanita says it's because Tzipora married Moshe before Matan Torah and she converted. So it's like, but nonetheless, this ridicule that was happening if you end up coming before Moshe Rabbeinu. And then you sort of asked him, Dov, I think last year, why couldn't he respond? Why couldn't he do anything? But I think in the face of late son in that way, he was disarmed in such a sense, in a very, very plain level. So Vayasham Pinchas was there. Amar ain kan adam shi'ar agenu, is there no one v'yaregal, is there no one willing to moser et nafsho, to give over his life for this? Says achein ha'arayot, where are the lions in Am Yisrael? Gur Ariye Yehuda, Dan Gur Ariye, when nimshol ha'arayot. For Yehuda and Dan, Binyamin zev yitraf, Binyamin is referred to as zev, a wolf. Kim et shah Pinchas she'in adam Yisrael se klum, he saw no one do anything, miyad when he says, Amad Pinchas mitoch ha'senhedrin shelo, he got up from Yisrael, v'lakach et ha'romach, he took a spear in his hand. He took the sharp implement off it and put it tach psikai under his belt. He mistamech al, and he started walking, leaning on this what was the wood end of the spear. Shela pitcho. When he got to the town, sounds like the entrance. Amalo, they said, "Ma'ain Pinchas, what are you doing here?" Amalahem, he said to him, meaning. The way the Bible explains it was as he was reaching the shevet of Shimon. Anyway, so Amalem, Ein atam modim li she shiftos shel Levi etzah shiftos shel Shimon b'chol makom. Don't you agree that Levi is next to Shimon b'chol makom? The expression here, I'll show you. It says b'shem k'tivi kach shnei bnei Yaakov Shimon ve'Levi. Merchat Yosef yamru ish el achiv. Like we're always brothers in arms, if you like, Shimon and Levi. Why can't I join you? That's historically. Maybe the Prushim allowed it. And it's interesting, you see this word Prushim again. Prushim is a term that's much later used in history. But the commentator says, Tamachim that sort of carry themselves differently. That's a term of Prushim here, in the clothing and the way they eat. So maybe they have now, so maybe now they're allowed to be involved in these matters as well. The six miracles happened to him. The first miracle was Dakan. What should have happened when he came in and killed, etc.? They should have separated one from another. Sorry, one second. Yeah, fine. The Gemara says, Hanesashini, Kivanet. The way he speared them was in a way that he severed his stomach, so or lower abdomen area or lower area, so that it would be clear that they were still, there was clear that they were in the middle of intercourse at the time. Okay? That was clear. They could see it. It was like exposed. And why? Nokranim. Now, this is a fascinating expression, these nokranim. So what are these nokranim? I'll explain it. The whole pshat, he says, "B'nei Adam shemenakrim et kol osei tov." There are people that always menaker is like to peck away, like dig holes, like a bird is menaker, right? That anyone that does good, lechapes alilut. There are always people that try and find some negative take on the play. Those are nokranim. Limtzol litlot b'hem boki osriki. And it says, "Kan gam kan mipnei shelo ratzu lemalota avatam hargam." So they would start saying, "Oh, do you know why I killed them? Because he wanted to join in or do whatever, they weren't listening, so that's why he killed him." Like that's the that was lechen nasa nes shiadua kol shelo ba ele lekanot kinashem. So now it was clear that that what they were, in other words, it was clear the act that he was doing for kinat Hashem, and that was it. Okay, meaning it was they were engaged, and it wasn't that they were not obeying his wishes. Okay. Zimri and Cosby. Sorry, I kept the Zimri. The name Zimri kept on falling in my head. Okay, let's continue. Hanesa Shishvis Satam Malach Epihem. He made sure that they didn't shout. V'lo yachlu letzaveach. They couldn't shout when he entered. Otherwise, it would have failed, right? Nesa Rivi, the fourth miracle is Lushmod Minazain El Amdu Mimakomam. That they didn't slip off the spear. He was able to skewer them, if you like, and hold them together. Nes Hamishi was Yigbi Ola Malach. As he took them out of the tent, the Malach opened up the tent above, like the Shkof. The crossbeam kedei shiushneim ben can make tefav so that he was able to carry them out. And then said shishi kevat shiatsa et anegev kichatsa et anegev shu mechabel ba'am ma'asa. Once he came out and saw, I think it must be Gusha Tanchia. But anyway, he saw that there's what was happening. Ma'asa, he threw the hishlichim la'arza, threw the bodies on the ground va'amad, and he stood in it palel. The Bible has different details what the nitpalel was. And that would stop the magifa. It says, "Hada dichtir ve'amad ve'amod pinchas ve'yapalel ve'tzah magifa." Now, there's really going to be no time for this. Before, and a beautiful take in terms of what was Davke he do, what was his kudosh? Why could he save and nobody else? Mitzvah Shem, I'll tell at the end of the shir, but there's a beautiful Oznei in the Torah that explains this. We've got a lot to get through today. Mitzvah Shem, I'll share it at the end if we have to, if you want to stay. Right? Kushubau Israel in comment nikamat Midyan. When they want to take vengeance for Midyan, they fought against Midyan after, and Bilam was there. Matsu Cham Bilam ben Baor. Vechima Bala, so what's Bilam doing back? Bali tos charesrim ba'arba elef shemet. We wanted to take a reward for the 24,000 people that died. Misrael. Ad al yedei al yedo b'shitim, that effectively was his cause. Amalo Pinchas, lo devar yach avarat velo balak avarat. You didn't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you, and you didn't do what Balak commanded you. Balak told him, well, Hashem told him not to go, and he went. And Balak told him to curse, and he blessed. Because he said, "Lot Zim Shluchei Balak Vazalt." You shouldn't have gone with the Shluchim in the beginning, and you went. But Lot Balak, the Amarle is a light Israel. He told you to go curse on Israel, and what you do, you bless him. Af Ani Eini Mekapchas Harcha. So therefore, I'm also not going to withhold your reward. He dichtiv ve Bilam ben Baor Hakosem Hargu Bere Israel El Chalalehem. He killed him. Well, it's El in the pasuk, but you call the Yerushia Al. That he was killed amongst the corpses. Now, Mau Al Chalalehem. Shashaku, one understanding is that he was equivalent to all the Khalilim. Okay, either his stature, his nibble, whatever it was, seemed to be, this was the prize kill. Devar acher, al Khalim ma'alachim, ein bahem mamash, aval hu, al Khalim, ma'alachim, ein bahem mamash, just as the Khalim had no substance to it, af hu, ein bo mamash. Meaning, Rashi, Korbanel says, "Ein ba mamash ve'in chashash avo mimatam afilan afapil shoso navi." Despite the fact that he was navi, there was ein ba mamash, meaning there was no aveir in killing him. Okay, devarachil alachem shu tzaf keneged kol chalalem. He was floating. But Pinchas, what now? The pshat here, Yerushalmi, is Pinchas showed the tzitz, and once saw the tzitz, it went against the kosem or the kesem, I should say, that Bilam was using, and he fell. They are shokeh v'yored. Devarachel lachalem el met shnatnu bo yisro scharo meshalem v'lo kipchuhu. Mishlam, sorry, mushlam. They gave him the full reward. The an explanation here, the Korban Eda says, al chalem hayinu mitot harbe, many deaths. Shechanku, he was strangled, v'takru, and he was speared, like as he fell, v'cherev, and also v'sarfu, and he was burnt, v'esh ulkechad. All some happens somehow simultaneously. Okay, that is Bilam. Now we're on to Doeg. Doeg was Adam Gadol. He was a great person for Torah. Ba'u Yisrael v'shula David. They came to David and they asked, "Lechem apanim ma'ush yidcheh Shabbos? Can what about can lechem apanim, the creation, everything about lechem apanim, is it toche Shabbos? Amar lehem no siduro, placing on the shulchan is toche Shabbos. However, lo lishato v'lo arichata. Not its kneading, and not its preparing of it, because that could be done from the day before. Why? Importantly, this relates to Daf Yomi. De'eina tanur mekadesh v'lo mifsal b'lina. That the tanur is not mekadesh alechem, and therefore it will become pasul b'lina. That's what David HaMelech said. You might say Daf Yomi mean like menachas. Okay. The Gemara says v'hush the vayasham doeg v'omer, and he was there. Mi hu zeh shebala arot nefanai. Who passed before me? Who told you this? Amru the David ben Ishayhu. David told me this. Miyad halach v'natan etzel Shaul. Melech Yisrael lamit et Nov ir ha-konim. For that, he was so upset. But who was he upset with? He was upset with the Kohanim of Nov. And that's why he tried to find a way in order to kill the Kohanim of Nov. In other words, Korbanel says, Shekas alem al shalu halacha le David befanav. That he asked David, that they asked David and not him. So it was a big Talmud Chacham, it was Gadol B'Torah, but that was his failing there. Hadu Dichtiv, it says, V'yoma melech l'ratzim ha-netzavim alav. Sobu v'amitu. He was instructed in Shaul HaMelech, because again, this is the time when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul HaMelech, and he sought refuge in Nov. So Shaul saw that as being a betrayal, and he says, okay, he followed the counsel of Doeg in this situation, he was malshin that way, and therefore he said, time to kill him. Ki adam, ki gam yadamim David, they also be David, ki yadu, ki borech, that they knew he was, the way it was portrayed was that they were aware, right? That he was fleeing, v'lo galo et osni, they didn't tell him. So that again, Doeg made it out as if they were betraying Shaul HaMelech. U'miyayu, who did he say to these people to go and kill the Kohanim? So Amr Reb Shimon ben Yitzhak, it was Avner and Amasa Hayu. However, they say Amr le'klum idlacha alein. All you have over us is halin zonora v'halek klinirin. What that is all you have over us is this special. It says it's a bit like we have badges and medallions and things like this nowadays. Korbanator says if a melech likes a particular person, he will give him a certain symbol or sign of their importance. So they said, listen, we have got high positions, but we have no interest in killing Kohanim now. If you want, take our positions back. Right? They said, we don't want any part of this. Okay? They're torn away to you. As the Pasuk says. It's interesting. It's Doeg, but it says Doeg with El Yud. It's written as Doeg. So Amar lo nipas kedag. You've been trapped like a fish now. Avarata rabata sob at v'pagaba kohanim. Right? Well, you wanted to do it. No one said to do it. You now got to kill him. And his dog himself ended up killing them. This is lo ken tani rabitia ima mishnah kohanim. Now, what says, interesting, it says b'kohanim. Well, again, you've got the v'gomer, which is going to be critical for the kohanim gdolim. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, I think it's what it is. So the Gemara says, b'kohanim. No, it doesn't say Bego. Bikahu Bakoanim. So Shmonim v'chamesh nosei afon bad. Sorry, the continuation nosei afon bad means that the coin that wears that is gilding. That's a continuation pasuk. Sorry, my mistake. It says Lo ken tani reb chia in manush degolim bekhada. You can't have two more than one coin gadol. So it says no. Elamaleshu kulam ro'im liot coin. All those coinim and nov were ra'uch being coin gadol. So Ketan, how in the end was he distanced from everyone? Rav Chinina v'Rav Yoshua ben Levi chad amar esh yatzal mi beit kodesh kodeshim. A fire came out of the kodesh kodeshim v'liyata sivav and surrounded him after he killed the kohanim such that no one could get close to him. Havacharan amar no, tamidei batikim nizdavu lo v'yum lemedim v'u shocheach l'kayem chil balavi ki eno mivitno yoreshenu el. That the Talmudim would be around, he would teach the Torah that he had and then forget it all. So in other words, his Torah ended up being removed. So either it was like a supernatural type of thing that separated him from everybody, or it was, yes, also Min HaShamayim, but he ended up forgetting all that Torah he had. Okay, next is Achitofel. Achitofel Adan Gibor BaTorah, was great in Torah. Again, one of the advisors by David HaMelech. Ktiv. But Yosef od David et kol bachur b'Yisrael 30,000. He collected 30,000 bachurim, and Achitofel wasn't one of them. It says, Rebbe Rachis says, B'shem Rav Abba, Brakan, it was 90,000 skenim, Mina David, V'yom Echad. V'lo Mina Achitofel, and Achitofel wasn't one of them. How do we know he got to 90 when the Pasuk Pshat sounds like 30,000? And we'll see, V'yosef od David. Got Yosef and od Aribuyim, if you like. So, Ekobachubi Soshim Elef. Yosef is 30, Or it is 30, and Pshata is also 30, according to Plati. Let's say get to 90,000. What happened? Brit Hashem. Lo nasu ketorah. It wasn't being transferred. When he wanted to transfer the Aron, it wasn't being done ketorah, like in the proper way. There was on a new wagon. Vaya. And on a tiny corner room of a tariff law in the Arab. What happened is the corner tried to move, and the Torah, the Aaron was lifting the, raising the corner up in the air and bringing him crashing down again. So it says, V'tarif le'la Aaron. Shlach David vayti called for Achitofel. Amar le late at Amar li ma ledin Arona do tain corner room of a tarif le'la Arab. Tain the Roma, the Tarif Le'ara. Can you explain to me what's going on with the Aaron? Why can't I move it? What's happening? What's affecting the Kohanim? Samalei Shlach Sho'ole Ilin Nanita. Go ask these other Chachamim you appointed and not me, who was left out of that select group. Samadavin, Madimi Kamat Velo Mekima, Yisofen. He says, anyone who knows what to do in this situation doesn't tell me he should be Bechenek. In other words, there's a threat here, it sounds like. So therefore, Amar Davach is in Lavach Shech Kumei V'Kayim. Shecht Korbanot in front of the Aron, the wagon, and it'll be able to move. How do we dichtiv? It says, V'yi ki tza'adu nosei Aron Hashem, shisha tza'adim, went 6 steps, v'yizbuchu shor umri. Shor is an ox, umri is like a fattened animal, for Shech Shchita. Rav Chanina, Rav Mana Chada says, I'll call tza'ida every step they took, tza'ida shor umri, the Shech that is shor umri. And Basof at the end, it was Sheva Purim v'Sheva Elim. Shiva, sorry. V'charana Amar says, no, Akol Tzida v'Tzida v'Stebu was Shiva Purim v'Sheva Elim. There was seven Parim and seven rams. So seven bulls and seven rams. But Basof it was Shor Mari. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Achitofel, Mila d'mei nekaya, Amrin, the Kenishta b'chol yom. A pasuk that the children, young children say in the Beit, in a Beis Midrash, in a shul, every day, you didn't tell him. You told them that's like shechting animals. It's a more pashut answer here. It was meant to be carried by, like, meant to be carried and not in a wagon. That was about for da'amat lei. And you told him to start shechting animals. Very interesting pshat here. The Korbanetta says, again, you didn't tell him that, you didn't tell him. You told him to offer korbanot. That's why it was punished b'chenek. So according to this pshat, there's lots of ways you'll see in the Gemara that he was worthy of being chenek. One was a curse in the beginning of David HaMelech, even though it wasn't Mekayim. We'll see that can still have an effect. Now we're saying is because of the explanation he gave. Let's continue. David HaMelech wanted the shittim, the two holes in the Mizbeach. This ties into Mishneh Yomit now. The two holes in the Mizbeach had to go all the way into the depths. That's the holes which they poured the libations, water libations, all these things to go all the way down to the shittim. All down to the shittim starts all the way down to the bottom. I think it's those ones. If I'm not mistaken. No. Yeah, I think it's those ones. Sorry. So and now it says it's not whether yeah, so those ones are. So what he did, Hafar Chameshesre Me'in, Ma'in Amin. He did 1500 amot down in the ground. But Oishkachtom, he couldn't find that home. The depths, that is. This is when it's interesting chronology wise, because chronology is a bit difficult because of any event, it's like when he was actually digging this. But that's a matter for the study Art Scroll goes into. But he was trying to get down to the Tehom. It says, Eshkachad Atzitz, he found one bit of pottery there. Well, by a mirror, he wanted to lift it up. Because as he was excavating, he was trying to get down as far as he could. Amar Lei, it sounds like this pottery said to him, Leitacho, you cannot remove me. Amar Lei, Lama, why not? Amar Lei, Dana Hacha Kavish Atom, because I'm holding the Tehom, the depths of the waters of the depths down. Amar Lei, how long have you been here? Amalei min shad the eshma rachmana kala b'sinai. At the time, since at the Mara Sinai, we heard the voice of Hashem saying, "Ani Hashem lakacha." Ra'al et ha'ara, the whole world shook, if you like, an earthquake. V'shukat v'ana yaiv hachen. I was placed here to hold back the tom. Something like there was a geological move, and that was necessary for me to be placed here. So afal gav ten lo shamalei. Nonetheless, David Melch didn't listen. However, as soon as he pulled it up, oh, he pulled the plug now, and the water's going to start coming up. Kiva de Ramye Salik to Homa Obaid Mikve wanted to destroy the world. Fabi Achitofel came, Michavi was Taman, he was there. Amar Kadun David, now David Melech's Mitchanek is going to be strangled. Vani Mamlech, and I'm going to rule. Amar David, Mandam de Chakim Diada Mikamait, sorry, Mikamtaya, anyone who knows how to hold back the Tahom. V'lo meikim lei and doesn't tell me yisofa mitchanek, he's going to get chanek. Amar, so therefore Achitofel was compelled to tell him. Mada Amar, he said whatever he said, some sort of Shem Hashem, we don't know which one it was, and it brought it back down. That's the way the Kromanek explains it. He tilled David Omer Shirai, but it was too far down. We need the waters of the home to for irrigation purposes. So therefore, he said the Shira Malot, and it seemed to be I'm a Shira Malot, Shir Lameya. For each of the 100, it came back up, the waters came up. He said, one of the Shira Malot, the 15 Shira Malot. O Lord, I'll call Mea, Mama, Haya, Omer, Shira. For every 100, he said one of the Shira Malot. Alpha Gavkin, nonetheless, we find that Hasofa Mitchanek in Mechanka, in the end, that Achitofel end up killing himself. So Amrav Yossi, Hada, he, the Matla, Omer, Tzrich Barnach, Hashish, you've got to be careful. Alavat de Rabbe, on a curse of one's Rebbe, Afilo al Magan, even if the Chinam, meaning even if the Tznai wasn't like, he told him at the end of the day. It's not that he didn't tell him, he told him at the end of the day, nonetheless, the curse still applied. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rabbi Shimon, B'shmul Bar Yitzhak, Megillah Mas Shemasa, now we're talking about the greatness, how big Achitofel was. It says, the Megillah that Shmuel gave to David, that description of the Beis HaMikdash, how to build it, Amra Achitofel Baruch HaKodesh, Achitofel was able to, through Ruach HaKodesh, be able to, word for word. Not just that, someone get advice from Achitofel, b'mila hava amar, he would say, amalei, izel avid ken, do such and such, avid ken b'hachin, v'in late atamem, if you don't believe me, azil v'shal, go to the Urim v'tumim and ask, v'ava azil, the person would go into the Urim v'tumim and ask, v'urim v'shkach, leken. And they find exactly what Achitofel told them. It's like almost like a level of a malach, it sounds like. As it says in the next pasuk, how do we live? Eitzat Achitofel asher ya'at b'imahem kasher yishal. The next word important in the pasuk is ish. Well, it's written ish. That means I've got the pasuk for you. Ish bidvar Elokim ken kol atzat Achitofel gam le David gam la Avshalom. Now it says the word ish is kriz re is written. It's read but not written, sorry. It's read but kriv and loktiv. Why? Because it was almost like a level of a malach in the Ruach HaKodesh, that's what I'm trying to say. So, and it says, because the loyach luach tuvim likrotev, the pasuk couldn't refer to him as being an ish. However, keta nitrachek, what happened at the end of the day? Why did he lose, now, the way the Kromanek explains here, how did he lose chalek on lamaba? Because it's vachi tofara ki lo ne'esta etzato vechavoshachamo. When he saw that his counsel, this is in the whole story there, that he wasn't followed, what did he do? End up going and killing himself. Now, what's interesting here is, and the commentator says, that's because of, he gave commands, this pasuk is, he gave commands to the, his household, and he killed himself. Anyone who consciously, of sound mind, kills themselves, and he doesn't have a chalek on lamaba. And this understanding that he was one of those people. Right? I think, nowadays when people do that, the understanding is they're not necessarily of sound mind. But this is understanding he was on sound mind. Let's continue. Shlosha dvarim tziva Achitofel. What are the three things he told his family? Amar lehem, al timru b'malchut. Don't rebel against malchut David. De'eshkan dechut shabrichu nasiv la'anapui. Kodesh Baruch Hu showing malchut David favor. Afilu b'farhesia. What do you mean afilu b'farhesia? Even though, Kormanida says, even though he did not vera b'farhesia with Batsheva. Well, if you understand, that's what Kormanida explains. Be'a farhesheva. Nonetheless, Kodesh Baruch Hu still shows him favor. Also, don't try and do a business deal with someone who looks like he's doing very well in business, because he'll get the better end. Right? That's one understanding. If atzeret means what is clear, we're not sure what clear means yet, then that's your time to plant wheat. Okay, give him financial advice as well. That's what it sounds like. But lo yadina, we don't know what bro means, batal meaning with Jew, or barura mean clear because of the strav, the dry heat. Next person who is Gehazi, the tenant of Elisha. Gehazi v'adam gibor b'torahaya. He was, again, it's amazing, all these people. If you look at the four individuals, we had a Navi Bilam and three Talmidei Chachamim, giants in Talmidei Chachamim. They're all of us, if you like, chalek olam baba. It says, what was right? He was a gibor b'torah, great Talmud Chacham, giant in Torah. However, Ela Shayu bo shlosha dvarim. He had three things that were wrong with him. Ein sara, parutz be'erva, v'lo matzchiat ha'meitim. So let's go through them all. Ein sara literally kind of means stingy. But what does it mean here? B'shar she'i Elisha yati v'et de tinvaya. At the time when Elisha used to sit down and give shir, Gehazi would sit al Tara by the doorway. The Talmidur Chamin, the Talmid would see, the Amrin, wow, Gehazi life, Gehazi couldn't get in, couldn't get a seat. It must be that there's no place in there. But on an island, how can we get in? But it was a it was he was staging the cells. He didn't want anyone else to benefit from Elisha. So therefore no one came in. Elisha would give shear, umitamir, or barnash lo mitani klum, and no one was able to get benefit. It was selfish in that way. Next, and after Elisha, sorry, Gehazi was pushed aside, what happened? Rubanei Anavim, al Elisha, hinei namakom, asher anachnu yoshvim pasham lefanav tzar momenu. Then that, when eventually people were able to come in, the study hall was bursting with people, right? So he prevented that. Next, lo astrin uchlasad tamin ledavim, sorry, tamin taman. They weren't able to contain everyone there from the crowds of people. Next, parutz be'erava, how was it parutz be'erava? Shechen ashunamit, yishav shunamit, that omerit le'isha, meaning her husband. She said to her husband, hinei na yadati, I know. This is when she wanted to set up a particular room for Elisha, which we've been referenced to before. Hinei yadati, I know ki ish Elohim kadoshu. I know he's kadosh. I mean, who? Ovela, that comes to us always. Now, he didn't come alone. He came with other people. He came with his attendant, Gehazi. But she's saying clearly, who kadosh? I know that Elisha's kadosh. Vein talmido is talmid, Gehazi is not kadosh. Amar abun shaloi bit ba miyamav. How do we know that Elisha was kadosh? He never looked at her. Meaning this woman, Rabban Akisra, that she didn't see Lodrati Patkeri Abigad Abemav. She, you know, changed their bedding, things like that, but she never saw a drop of keri of seed, semen on his clothing. Amted Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzhak made a similar declaration. Amra Ana Avina Meshazge Menoye Demare. I used to wash these clothes. Minyome, I never saw Mila Bisha, a bad thing, meaning like a Zera, Memoni Demare, on his clothing. Okay, but then we'll stop here. But we're in the middle of talking about Gehazi, exactly the second issue with him, and we'll continue with this next year. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, by the way, if you wanted to stay an extra minute, I'll tell you the whole shot that was on the Torah, what happened there. It was a Gevaldic piece. What happened there with Pinchas is that the claim of the people was the Torah is too much for us. The Yetzirah is strong, the Torah is too much for us. So therefore, we succumbed. What can we do? So the problem is, when they went to Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were tied, and he couldn't prove anything because he's a big tzaddik, he's on a high level. So he wasn't the one to show them that the Torah wasn't setting a mass for failure. Furthermore, the fact that the plague was coming, that had no effect on them. People were dying and they were being killed by the plague. It had no effect. Why did it no effect on them? Because we're just proving the point more. We're sinning and there's nothing we can do. You're punishing us. See, we're right. So what did it take? It took a Pinchas who at the time was a nobody. He was like, remember, he was a nobody at the time. He goes to the Machane and he goes to them and says, look, I want to come according to the Bavli. I want to come and do whatever all other men want to do. And they let him in because that was their argument. The Torah is too much for everybody. But he was a regular nobody at the time, right? He wasn't yet the Pinchas Ben Azai. He didn't have the Brit Shalom. What did he do? He goes in to the heart of the party, music blaring everywhere, and goes not just with holds as a maser to show that no, human beings can stand up to the Yetzer. And that's why you see, fascinatingly, despite the plague had zero effect on the people, let's get partying on during while people are dying everywhere, when he comes to the center of the party, takes does that maser that he did and shows that he can, everything stopped. Everyone goes home. Because they prove the argument, though, that the Torah is something that you can stand up to. Like, the Torah doesn't set us up a failure. The Torah is something that can be conquered, that you can withstand. That's the way the name of the Torah explains that piece. But it's a beautiful pshat in terms of why Dafkan Pinchas was the only one that could do it. All right. Cool.